The Power FM Brekkie Show.
White night, Ballarat this Saturday night, Jules.
I've been bursting at the seams with excitement for, I reckon, the last 2 weeks at what is going to be happening in our town tomorrow night from 7.
One of your biggest concerns is that you just might miss something. Yep. You might show up to work on Monday and someone's like, hey, Jules, did you see that? And you'll somehow didn't see it.
I know it goes for like 12 hours, but yep. I just don't know if that is quite enough for me or if I'll last that long. That's the other thing.
I'm sure you will, Jules. You'll just be going on adrenaline alone. We've got joining us in the studio to have a bit of a chat about White Night, the artistic director, Dave Atkins. Welcome to the studio. Thank you for joining us.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Good. Now, last time we spoke to you, White Night Ballarat was in the very early stages. It had just been announced. We were sort of like, we had a bit of a teaser of what was going to happen.
I think the program had just been revealed, hadn't it?
Yeah, we'd only revealed 12 items, I think, at that stage.
And now I've just been on your website, whitenightballarat.com.au.
It's 45 installations.
It is insane.
Yeah, it's full on.
It is awesome.
Yeah, how are you feeling about it the day out before the big event? How's it all going?
Pretty excited. We're in a pretty good place right now. I mean, we've started work on Monday this week, obviously with the, like on the ground.
Yeah.
The whole team's been up here since Wednesday. And we have production meeting each morning and catching up with everything. And I'm working well into the wee small hours.
Yeah.
We're just talking about being up in front of some of the projections last night and some late night locals getting a sort of sneak preview glimpse. So, yeah, it's pretty cool.
Well, Jules, you seen one on one of the hotels just the other night, didn't you?
Craig's.
Yes.
That one looks pretty spectacular.
Yeah. Just a taste of what's coming.
Yeah. Craig's. Well, Craig's is such a beautiful building.
That's the thing about Ballarat.
Like within Lydiard and Sturt Streets, you'll have as many projections on buildings as Melbourne had. But the difference is you can see them all within 600 metres instead of 2 miles.
That's so good.
Yeah. So convenient.
I mean, it makes it so much more doable.
Absolutely. You should be up, I think, 3.5 hours. 4 hours, you should be able to see everything.
See everything.
If you actually watch everything. Well, there's a cinema we're putting up in Camp Street.
Yeah.
And that's got an hour and 15 minutes of program, right?
Cool.
Because it's got the best of the Tropfest short films.
Yeah.
Works by VCA filmmakers.
Yeah.
And a beautiful work called Half, which is actually through a local artist as well. So there's some really beautiful pieces. But that's an hour and 15. So if you watch that, and there's some blow-up lounges there. We've got blow-up Chesterfield.
Oh, perfect.
The Camp Street's going to be closed off, isn't it? So
the city, well, basically Sturt Street between Armstrong and Grenville's closed.
Yep.
And then Lydiard between right down to the railway all the way up to Dana is closed.
Yeah. Yep.
And so the laneways off it are all closed as well. So people should be aware that, you know, you're not going to be able to drive around the city
I think it's a small price to pay. Everyone knows.
Yeah, you know what?
You just catch public transport in. It'll be perfect.
Trains and buses are all happening. So that's the way to do it.
With so much to see, of course, we want to see absolutely everything. But what are your top five must-see things, the absolute essentials we need to tick off as soon as possible?
That's too hard. The top five, look, you know what I'm going to do?
It's like picking your favourite kids, isn't it?
It is, yeah. I think that what I'm going to do is the big pieces are going to be obvious.
So
like Craig's and those, the buildings,
yep.
you can't miss them. You're going to see all that.
Of course.
Then you've got, these are not my picks, by the way.
Oh, this is a precursor
honorable
to
mentions.
Yes, these are honorable mentions from the Ballarat Estate. And you've got the stage at the end of Dana Street, so that's going to go all night. Great acts, you know, fantastic Ballarat bands and stuff. But there are some smaller pieces that are really beautiful that I want to make my five for today.
Okay.
One of those is a piece called The Space Between by Kim Anderson.
Okay.
She's a winner of the Eureka Art Prize up here. She's done a beautiful work, and that's in the Black Box Theatre. That's at the back of the Fed Post Office.
Okay, yeah.
And there's a few, if you go in through that archway off Lydiard Street, there's a few little surprises in there.
All right,
cool. Some nice little pieces that people won't see, but her piece is down in there in the Black Box Theatre. Stunning.
Beautiful.
You should see that.
That's your first one?
That's my first one. The other one is, all my pieces are little laneway pieces, they're ones you have to seek out.
You have to go exploring.
So, Wadawurrung, Walking with Wah. In Chancery Lane, the back of the Majesties, but again off Sturt Street, just down between Grenville and Lydiard, which is Deanne and Auntie Marlene and Barry Gilson, and it's a beautiful Indigenous piece that with music and voice and story and projected on a wall there.
Yeah,
and you wouldn't know; you just got to go up the laneway and discover it.
Yeah, sure.
I think it's just going to be a bit of fun. Beth Lamont's piece.
Five Lane.
Yeah,
we spoke to Beth a couple of days ago.
Yeah, and then there's another beautiful work again. If you're watching the bands up on Lydiard Street, if you go down Chancery Lane, there's a little lane there, and Christine Tamer and Erin McCluskey have done a really stunning work, which are very touching work, called Do Not Go Gentle. And these guys somehow managed, I don't know how they did this, but it's based on the Dylan Thomas poem.
Okay.
And they got to the BBC and actually got Dylan Thomas's narration of that poem.
That's awesome.
Oh, yeah, really cool. So that work is a must-see.
Beautiful.
You have to see that. And then while you're at it,
okay.
Last piece.
Yes.
Cross the road, because you'll be bobbing with the bands.
Of
cross
course,
the road.
Yeah.
And then you've got in the Anglican Church Hall, you know, you go through the church and into the hall alongside. Picture-making fellas have 24 paintings in there called Blackface, Realface,
yep.
which are faces, Indigenous faces of Ballarat, really stunning work. So they're my little gems. They're,
okay.
they're the sort of five gem pieces.
I like
pieces.
That. So it takes it away from
the
bigger
pieces.
Yeah,
because you know what? You're going to
see
everything.
Them anyway,
yeah,
aren't
you can't miss them.
It's a must-see of the ones you might miss if you're not looking for
exactly.
them. Exactly.
Great
list. Well, thank you so much, Dave Atkins, for joining us in the studio. We cannot wait. And good luck. I'm sure everything's going to go magnificently tomorrow night for White Night.
We'll
Thank
see you.
You
out there.
The Power FM Brekkie Show.